VOA News. President Trump says he misspoke about Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election when he held a joint press conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday following their summit in Helsinki. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
At the summit, the president was asked who he believes about Russian election interference, his intelligence officials or Putin.
He just said it's not Russia. I will say this, I don't see any reason why it would be.
Words to describe what the president said included treasonous and bizarre.
Now, I have to say, I came back and I said, what is going on? What's the big deal?
At the White House, a presidential correction.
I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia.
The president says he accepts the intelligence community's view Russia interfered.
We will stop it. We will repel it.
He again denied the Trump campaign colluded with Russia. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The president had been facing a growing wave of condemnation Tuesday for his remarks in Helsinki. Many of Trump's fellow Republicans, along with opposition Democrats, condemned Trump's position, calling it, among other things, embarrassing, a disgrace, and shameful. Taliban insurgents have attacked police checkpoints in southern Kandahar province, killing at least 9 and wounding 7. 25 Taliban were killed, 15 wounded. Dozens of Syrian civilians carrying white flags gingerly approached the Israeli border along the Golan Heights Tuesday in an apparent appeal for protection from Russian and Syrian airstrikes. But an Israeli soldier shouted at them in Arabic through a loudspeaker, "You are on the border of the State of Israel. Go back. We don't want to hurt you. Go back before something bad happens. If you want us to be able to help you, go back." This is VOA News. The European Union and Japan have signed a major trade agreement that both sides hope will help their respective economies. Correspondent Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from Paris.
The trade deal between the European Union and Japan was months in the making, and its impact is potentially vast, covering nearly one-third of the world's GDP and 600 million people. For the Europeans, perhaps, Tuesday's signing ceremony in Tokyo could not have come at a better time. Brussels is engaged in a mounting trade dispute with Washington that has seen retaliatory tariffs on U.S. products like peanut butter and motorcycles after the U.S. began taxing European steel and aluminum imports. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The UN Human Rights Office is accusing Nicaragua of extreme violence against peaceful protesters, resulting in many deaths, injuries, and gross violations of human rights. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the agency's headquarters in Geneva.
During the past 3 months, the UN Human Rights Office estimates 280 people have been killed, including 19 police officers and 1,830 injured during protests against Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega's government. It says the state and pro-government armed groups are to blame for the overwhelming number of deaths and injuries. Human rights spokesman Rupert Colville says there is a growing sense of dread that violence will escalate in the lead-up to the anniversary, with more loss of life and a further erosion of the rights to freedom of expression and peaceful assembly. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A migrant aid group is accusing the Libyan Coast Guard of abandoning 3 people in the Mediterranean Sea, including a woman and a young child. The child died. Proactiva Open Arms said it found one woman alive Tuesday and another person dead, along with the body of the child, amid the drifting remains of a destroyed migrant boat 80 nautical miles from the Libyan coast. The U.S. Census Bureau says it has found that in American families where the wife has a higher income than the husband, men tend to exaggerate their income by about 3% when responding to income surveys, as opposed to what they report on their income tax forms. Women, it says, tend to understate their incomes on the surveys. The Census Bureau found that women earn more than their husbands in almost a quarter of married couples. Researchers say their findings show the need to come up with ways of determining income other than using self-reported surveys. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.